It was why a defeated Tranquila plodded back downstairs, in hopes that daytime courtroom dramas would ease her crippling indisposition. She skidded into the living room like a depressed cross skier.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing, Grandma. I'm just so bored. She sighed.
Oh,
said Grandma Sobriquet.
Well, try being good at something.
I wish I was, she replied. I'd give anything to be good at anything. Her grandma rolled her eyes after that and went back to partaking in her favorite form of inactivity, watching exaggerated people trying to become viral famous on a petty showroom court. Tranquila plopped onto a love seat beside her, finally willing to submit to the mental succumb that is daytime television. They maintained a dead silence for a good couple of hours. Then, during the first commercial of Who Wants to Be a Celebrity Judge, Grandma Sobriquet made a casual suggestion.
You can always ask Hades.
At first, Tranquila misheard her. Why would I ask Hades for help? Don't they have their own problems?
No, you ignoramus. I said Hades.
She exaggerated the name by pushing her dry lips up and revealing her front wooden-looking teeth. Tranquila's slowness angered her.
You don't know who Hades is?
She did, but she remembered the flaming Blue Man reject that Disney created out of commercial spite to the Greeks and Greco-maniacs. I know who he is. He's that Greek dude, god of bad jokes? Grandma Sobriquet could feel her left foot start to die, but she ignored the psychosomatics to tell her ignorant kin.
He's the one that rules the dead. When Zeus and Poseidon were too good to deal with the dead, he took a throne and controlled more than both his brothers combined.
She paused, waiting for her granddaughter to engage, which turned out to be futile.
He's got the three-headed dog. Lives underground?
She nodded, but wasn't convinced or interested.
Thanks for the suggestion, but you aren't going to see my funeral anytime soon.
Sketchy old bitch.
I'm not saying you're bored, go kill yourself. I'm saying if you want to talk to someone about the circumstances you're in, talk to him.
She stressed. The cracked-out, wobbly voice she garnered from senility now leveled and wise. Tranquila was not swayed.
Sure, Grandma. I'll go right out and ask the ancient Greek dude that lives underground with his three-headed bitch.
Her sarcasm didn't generate an insult or the creative new curse word that she expected. Instead, Grandma Sobriquet just gave her a squinty grin before turning her head back to the full attention of the television. Tranquila dismissed the thought as another one of her demented moments.
Up next on Who Wants to Be a Celebrity Judge?
Your Honor, she used me for a set of snow tires.
Now that's a whole nother level of hoe.
The fake courtroom burst into hoots and hollers. The screen lulled momentarily while a commercial about online cosmetology courses switched on. Her grandmother's waiting face peered at her from just out of vision.
A dollar says you're full of shit, said Tranquila.
The weathered husk gave her a smug, lopsided smile.